by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Coming off a year where he had 82 tackles, a sack, three passes defensed. He had an interception. He had a couple of forced fumbles last season. A member of the 2014 All-Rookie Team. A first-team All-American and All-Pac-12 player at Washington State. You might recall he was the 27th pick overall in 2014. Arizona's going to open up against Washington on September 9th. Deon Buchanan is my guest. Deon, nice to have you back. How are you?
How's it going? What's going on?
What's up? What's up? Good to have you back. Let me first ask you about your head coach, Steve Wilks. And I start there because I talked to this guy on the phone a few weeks back. And I'm like a media knob. And this guy had me all fired up, like I want to go to battle. So I got to ask you, what were your early impressions of your new head coach so far?
Oh, man. Just like you just said, really just sparks a fire underneath you. Kind of just wants you to go out there and play football right now every time he talks. He's an assertive guy, you know. He's just somebody that, honestly, you know, you want to go out there and play for, you know. So when I first met him, when I first talked to him, when I seen him talking, and honestly, he's just inspiring. So, I'm excited for what's to come.
Now, you were drafted in 2014, and you had been one of the younger guys on a very good defense for a while. But now when you look around, suddenly you were the second longest tenured guy on that defense. So what's that like for you?
Man, I just feel like I kind of just blinked, and next thing you know, 4 years goes by, you know, and you kind of just don't listen to all the vets that are going to tell you it's gonna come fast and things like that, and then what do you know, it's here, you know. But I don't know, it feels good, you know. I just feel like the coaches, you know, they expect more from me, and I expect a lot out of myself. So I feel like, you know, say if you expect more out of yourself, you know what I'm saying, all the expectations from other people are going to be lower. So But I'm excited, you know. I want to be a leader. I want to be a captain. I want to be those things that for the team, you know. And I feel like we got a great core of guys, great group of guys, and a lot of people I've been around for a long time, and I know how they play, and they know how I play, and I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna give them everything I got.
Deon Buchanan joining us. You know, I want to talk about your role and what the coaches are expecting of you in just 1 minute. But if you go back, I mean, like you said, in a blink of an eye, 4 years went by. But that 2014 draft was not that long ago. What do you remember about being drafted and then showing up at camp and joining a defense that had so many excellent veteran players?
Right. Yeah. When I got drafted, honestly, it was just, of course, the first answer is just dream come true. You know, I mean, immediately just tears in the eyes, and I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking my family and just the people around me, and it was just a really surreal moment, you know, something I won't forget, you know, ever, you know. And it's one thing that's, you know what I'm saying, that's one time it happens, and, you know, so it was one of the things, like I said, I didn't expect it, but it was just, you know, I felt like I was the best, so, I wanted to be drafted as high as possible, but when I got that call from the Cardinals, it was just, you know, like I said, just a dream come true, and, But, yeah, so, I mean, it was awesome. You know, it was great. And, you know, as far as what they expect from me, I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to do what I need to do. Yeah.
Well, now you're one of those vets. In fact, Wilks has given you the responsibility of leading the huddle and essentially being the Luke Kuechly of the defense. So what has that transition been like for you? And then how much do you enjoy leading the defense?
Right. I love it. You know, like you said, with Luke, that's kind of just a blueprint, you know, and that's the best blueprint you can get. You know, what he's done for his team, what he's done for not only his team but the NFL and players like myself. Just being able to look at his film and just see what he sees and jumping into, you know, some of the positions and some of the situations that he's already been in. It makes it easier. You know, I get to look at the film and how it's supposed to be done. Him and also Thomas Davis. And, those are two Pro Bowl guys, you know, future Hall of Famers. And, like I said, it makes it easier. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, they did things at a high level and they prepared at a high level and they did things the right way, you know. And for me to go on and step in and I mean, of course, not for him, but I'm saying for make my own and blaze my own path, I have to be able to put in that work and do the things at a high level as well. You know, it's not just going to, I'm not just going to have to wake up on game day and it's not just going to come naturally like that. It's going to have to come to work, you know, repetition and film room study and, you know, going out there and actually practicing it with my teammates and, you know, saying growing together and the camaraderie and things like that. And, you know, molding us into, you know, the Arizona Cardinals defense. So I'm excited about it. But like I said, it's awesome when you have something to look on as far as almost like a cheat sheet. You know, go back and you look at the film and look at how they did it and, you know, be able to do it in your own way.
And I know you've studied film with both those guys, so you know exactly how they do it and where they've had their success. Deion Buchanan joining us. Now, to me, one of the more important questions, though, is the question of your position name in this defense as there is a transition from the 3-4 to the 4-3. Being called the money backer is one of the coolest titles in all football. I got to be honest, man, it's going to kill me to hear you referred to something other than that. Are you then still the money backer?
I am. That's me. I just feel like that's my name. I feel like, the Cardinals kind of incorporated it, you know, for this position. And, you know, so where I'm out on the field, I feel like that's the money backer position. You know, I know it's a different defense, but I feel like the Cardinals are going to be able to incorporate it into this defense as well. I mean, it's no different from being a back. I mean, but just I feel like it's, in this defense especially, you have to have defensive back tools, you know. So I feel like it even fits more so within this defense because sometimes you might be matched up on the slot. Sometimes we might be matched up on a tight end or the running back. So I feel like it's
going to be. Yeah, man, I know.
And,
my man, that happens to me every single day. I got you.
Appreciate it. But, yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Now, I want to make sure people understand that being the money backer, you see, it just happened to me. It's more than just a name, though. Like, when you came into the league and you made that move to linebacker, you were at the forefront of teams that were really embracing speed at the linebacker position. And now other teams are looking for their own Deion Buchanan. What's it mean to you to hear that other teams are trying to figure out where they can get a guy like you?
Yeah, it means a lot, but every time, you know, when I hear people say it or, you know, they talk about, you know, me or Mike Barron over at the Rams, I really just think about the guys that kind of paved the way for me, like guys like Cam Chancellor, you know, guys like Troy Polamalu, you know, guys that I grew up emulating and watching because, you know, honestly, you know, Cam was in the box a lot of the time, probably 75% of the time, you know, playing that type of same position that I am. I mean, he'll drop back in coverage depending on what coverage they're in. But, you know, guys like I said, Cam Chancellor, Troy Polamalu, you know, those are guys that I watched, you know, just all over the field, in the box, being able to hold their own in the box and do what they need to do, set the edge, hammer the ball, spill the ball. You know, like I said, be able to hold their own within that box going against those big linemen. And, you know, that's kind of like what I leaned on when they told me that I was going to make that switch. You know, I started looking at guys like that and being able to just, like I said, emulating them and seeing just what it takes to, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it takes a different mindset to be down there, you know, and they had that mindset. So I definitely, every time they say it, I feel like I owe other players, you know, that's been in there, you know, before, you know, it got to be a big thing. You know, I feel like, you know, I owe them, you know, say their names or whatever, they get, you know what I'm saying, the credit too, you know, because that's what really paved the way for me to be able to do it now. Yeah, so.
And it takes a different mindset to deal with adversity. And you had some last year in the sense that you had off-season ankle surgery, mm-hmm. reconstructive surgery, in fact, right. And you missed all the off-season work camp in the first three games of the year. You said something late in the year that I thought was really interesting. You said, quote, "Sometimes I've got to remember football is what I do. It's not who I am," end quote. It's a pretty profound observation. What led you to that thinking, and then how does that impact the way you approach football and life?
Right. Well, what really led me to that thing, I mean, when I first started, you know, that's I've always been known for football. You know, since I was 7, you know, I've been exceptionally well, doing a lot, you know, and, you know, so all I know is football throughout my life. And, you know, that's how I made friends. That's how I just, you know, did different things. That's how, you know what I'm saying, grew, have with this kind of status on, quote-unquote, or whatever. And, you know, sometimes you can get wrapped up in that. Sometimes you get wrapped up in that lifestyle. Sometimes you get wrapped up in just all these different things. And you know what I'm saying, my dad and my mom just sat me down. And, you know, not – and also my coach. And coach, you know, Coach Foot, you know, just understanding that football can't let football control your whole life. You know, football can't control how your mood is every day, you know, because sometimes how I was. Sometimes if I had a bad day at practice, my whole day's messed up. You know, if I had a good day at practice, then that just puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day, you know, and that kind of hindered, I want to say, my personality at first and kind of just set it back. You know, sometimes you'll be more closed off than usual if something's not going right with on the football field. And, you know, like I said, my mom, my dad really set me down. Also, like I said, my coach, you know, Coach Larry Foote, he reminded me again, you know, sometimes when I get in that mode, I'd be so stuck on something, you know, I'm passionate about this, you know, and sometimes I get so stuck on it and I won't be able to move on, you know, so I've gotten better, you know, and I'm talking like if it's a problem, but it's not a disease, you know, I promise, but, I've gotten better, you know, and that's why I said that, you know, because I've come a long way from that. You know, now it's, like I said, you know, football is what I do. You know, it's not who I am. I enjoy playing football, but, shoot, I'm you know, say I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dude just like everybody else. I love going back. I want to be able to go home and, you know what I'm saying, see my family, hang out and have a good time. You know, even if I had a bad day outside, outside what we're doing. If I had a bad day out there, perhaps maybe I missed a call or I didn't set something the right way or I missed a fit. You know, not allowing that to affect my life. You know,
sure.
But at the same time, you know, correcting it. But yeah,
I like it. I like it a lot. Some guys never figure that out, and you figured that out at an early age. Deion Buchanan, my guest, Arizona Cardinals money linebacker. They open up the year against Washington on September 9th. Deion, good to have you back on the show. I appreciate you, and it's great to have you back. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
You too, man. Have a great day. And while I'm at it, allow me to take a moment to thank the legends, Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton, for making that happen.